This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump objected to the COVID-19 financial relief deal lawmakers agreed to when it landed on his desk, saying it didn't provide enough money for Americans, but now he signed it. What does that mean for you? Our Mike Rossi has got that.
After several days of foot-dragging, demanding larger relief checks, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package Sunday. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week, instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year, and couples making up to $150,000 per year.
But President Trump wanted Americans to get $2,000 checks, not $600. And the Democrats are on his side on this one. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Today I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act. These Senate Republicans have followed you through thick and thin. Get them now to act and support the $2,000 checks.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. California reached 2 million coronavirus cases on Christmas Eve. Now it may extend strict stay-home orders in Southern California and some other parts of the state. Hospitals are running out of ICU beds for COVID patients, even as experts warn the worst may be ahead of us as we wrestle with a post-holiday surge of the virus. The coronavirus has killed more than 333,000 people in this country. Authorities still don't know why a 63-year-old man set off an explosion Christmas Day in Nashville. Bomber Anthony Warner was killed in the explosion. This is AP News. And now New Year's Eve, sort of.
TV host Ryan Seacrest is gearing up for his New Year's Eve broadcast in the coronavirus era. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Ryan Seacrest, Lucy Hale, and Billy Porter will host this year's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve from New York, even though there will be no crowds in Times Square. Seacrest says it will likely look the same on TV as in past years.
It may feel a little different on the ground, but I think on the air, it's still going to have that celebratory component to it.
Seacrest is actually hoping for bad weather. He says it gives him something interesting to talk about.
Margie Zaraletta reporting. Health experts warned us not to travel over the Christmas holidays, but nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday. That's the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. And listen to this. More than 10 million people have traveled by air in the past 10 days. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.